check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for sun and clouds, breezy today, 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny, also 40 to 45. Torrington Jason Walsh, who was sentenced on November 23, 2022, to 14 months in prison for evading responsibility after causing a crash that seriously injured a Kenyan woman, could be released after serving 9 months, according to the police. Last week, the Region 1 Board of Education appointed Rebecca Gashel-Clark as the Director of Pupil Services beginning July 1st, 2023, when the position is vacated by Martha Schweiker. Clark has been employed by the Region 1 Pupil Services Department for 29 years, spending a majority of her teaching career at Salisbury Central School. The Dutchess County Sheriff's Office has accused a former substitute teacher in the Falling Central School District for having inappropriate sexual contact with a student. The Sheriff's Office said Angela Hill, 23, of Falling, was arrested by detectives following a recent investigation into sexual contact with a student, which allegedly happened on school grounds. Hill was charged with 2 counts each of endangering the welfare of a child and second-degree sexual abuse, both misdemeanors. The Berkshire Botanical Garden is partnering once again with the Community Access to the Arts, presenting the View from Here, an exhibit of nature-inspired paintings and drawings by artists with disabilities. The show will run from March 3rd through 26th. The opening reception will be held on Thursday from 3 till 5 p.m. The Conservation Commission is joining with Great Mountain Forest, presenting a screening of the documentary Call of the Forest, The Forgotten Wisdom of Trees. That happens on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Norfolk Library, 9 Green Roads East. In the second lecture in Norfolk on March 11th at 4 p.m., Richard Paddock, president of the Friends of the Library Furnace, will discuss the iron industry of the northwest corner at the Norfolk Library. Meanwhile, the Sharon Historical Society Museum announces the opening of the next exhibit at the gallery. The 12th Annual Northlight Art Center Student Show will be held from March 11th until May 5th. The public is invited to attend the artist's opening reception on Saturday from 5 till 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a tapas menu, a regular menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,856.46, the S&P 500 at 3,986.37, and the NASDAQ at 11,530.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That will come your way in just a few moments.